Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Ebling and You. Here we are, the younger Dr. John Bracho and the senior Dr. John Bracho. And there's an odd situation. I'm going to be interviewing, John, we're going to be interviewing Tom Crawford. For some years now, Tom has been interviewing me on Saturday morning. So this is kind of a, to me, an important issue from what I've been able to see, just as I mentioned before, sitting in my office, people coming in from the East Lansing community, talking, running into family member. So, Tom, I just want to get kind of some ideas, some feelings, some background just on this whole situation, how you feel, your son, family, and just, I guess, kind of just take it.
Are you talking about this weekend upcoming with Thanksgiving and all that? Is that what you're talking about, John and John?
No, we're actually talking about Josh Edey.
Oh, the Edey family. Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm very thankful this weekend, basically because of what I had, you know, I witnessed last week. The Edey family, you know, with Josh and his wife and his sister Whitney and their father Charles Sr., finally that closure, if you will, of that horrible car accident that happened, you know, 6 weeks ago. And that was a very, very sad funeral. It was meaningful, and we're all so glad we were there. And the East Lansing football team was there, and several students from East Lansing High School, and probably 600 to 800 people. But very, very sad when you see two young lives going, you know, paid too early, and then Charles Sr. is only 47. That's way too young. So it was heartache city last Saturday, John.
Well, now when you were there, I did hear that Coach Faracco gave a talk. What was your impression of his talk to the congregation, to the family?
Yeah, I think Bill did a really good job. You know, and Bill's an English teacher, so he's a very good wordsmith, if you will. And you know, about Josh was a very passionate young man. He was, you know, senior on the football, extremely well liked. And so Bill was obviously talking about Josh, you know, not to ignore the other two. But, I mean, that's kind of how the funeral was broken up and different parts. And Bill really did a great job. I mean, he talked about some of the similar things. We had just had our banquet, football banquet, just 3 days prior to the, you know, to this funeral. And then, you know, we had senior night. I mean, we've gone through this, guys, this real, you know, bits and pieces of mourning, if you will, the last 6 weeks, and it's really tough on, it's, like I said, it's all meaningful, but for teenagers to go through that, it's something they'll never forget the rest of their lives.
Do you think this was a real meaningful experience for them, as sad as it is for Josh and the family?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can feel the love at the church where they had the funeral. And it's like there's a lot of singing and praising, and it's like everybody was singing these three people to heaven. That's the kind of way he described it.
So it was quite emotional. Well, there were quite a few young people there also, a lot of students.
Oh, yeah, a lot of students. And there probably would have even been more, guys, if this is kind of like I mentioned earlier, this is a unique funeral because you had this gap of time, and obviously because Aretha wanted to be, you know, to be there, and she was in this car accident and the very dramatic injuries she had, and she's worked her way back and was seen there in a wheelchair in front of these caskets, and it was just that's a sight I'll never forget.
Well, did you feel that in terms of the family, were they, one doesn't celebrate, but did you get the feeling that there was a closure, what the feeling in this ceremony, in the experience that you took part in, Tom?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's celebration, obviously, it's one of those things, though, that's a very good point you bring up, because, you know, you hear that, when you go to funerals, you hear, oh, this is a, you know, this is a celebration of the love. Boy, that's easier said than done. You know what I mean? I mean, it's easier to say that, but you're still feeling pain, and I'm sure there was a lot of pain that they're still feeling. I cannot imagine being Aretha. I mean, how she goes on, because everybody's got their own challenges in life, but this one trumps everything, at least in my sphere of.
Well, I have heard, again, you might know more than I, but that she's a very spiritual person, has
faith.
Without
question, yeah. You know, it's like Josh is very, you know, he was a church-going young man, and he didn't go out a lot with his teammates and stuff. I mean, it was his spirituality, you know, was a big part of his life, and they went to church a lot, and... you know, guys, I don't know if this was it's been communicated or not, but in the funeral, it was mentioned that Josh had a dream that he was going to be in a horrible car accident.
I heard that.
Yeah, it was, and so it was like Josh is his prophet. You know, that was brought up, and that's pretty compelling stuff.
You know, I heard that, Tom. I talked to someone that he had actually. Believed that this was going to happen before it happened.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is. It is. But he'll always be those. You know, that senior class, very very close senior class.
Well, and to me,
and they'll be a big part of their lives, the rest of their lives.
Well, I think you can see that again with a spiritual belief that there was kind of a warning, something coming. It's just one of those things when you hear it, it kind of puts goosebumps. On your back, because you can't explain it other than it's one of those remarkable occurrences, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. And the focus wasn't on that. It was all the good things, and it's moving on. And but it's going to be pain every day, I'm sure. And those kids, I mean, I don't understand, you know, kids are very resilient. I'm talking about the high school kids, East Lansing High, and the players on the team. But they work it through it by themselves. I don't think adults give them enough credit on that they can work themselves through that. We're always trying to reach out to them and try to extract thoughts and things like that. But they talk amongst themselves. That I've learned in this experience, and I think that's what got a lot of them through it.
How would you describe Josh?
Josh was a really, I knew Josh, you know, he played with my son all the way from freshman year on in the same class, and I always hear a lot of Josh stories from Cody, you know, and he's one-liners, and his very dry sense of humor beyond his years. That's one thing. And the other thing is that he embraced everybody in that school. I mean, it didn't matter. They didn't have to be an athlete for Josh to like. He liked everybody, and he had a very engaging smile that everybody talked about. Everybody talked about that the last several weeks.
The gal who I mentioned before in the last segment that is married into the family said he was like a big teddy bear. Would that be a good description?
Oh, yeah. Gentle giant. He was a big kid, you know, strong. And he was really coming into his own football-wise, too. He had a lot of natural ability. And he was really getting stride and was considering playing college football at some level. He had a really good – his last game was a Grand Leds game. And he had a really good game, or one of his last games, and then he missed the ironic thing. He missed the St. John's game to go to this funeral, and had called the talked to the guys on the cell phone after the game, and then Saturday and all that stuff, and then he died on Sunday.
Well, I think the thing here is their memories, and this is somebody that for a whole lifetime. These young people are obviously going to be carrying with them. And when you have a wonderful person, you always feel bad when the person, you know, is gone. But you do have the memories, and you know if you have the same spiritual beliefs, you know that he's going to be in a better place. And I believe, as Coach Farocco said, when the boat comes in, this is what I was said, you know, that it's time, and this was the time for Josh, his dad, and his sister. So it's one of those emotional things. And, you know, Tom, I mentioned how it sounds kind of like an odd thing to say, but you're a big football guy, and this shows a big thing that – that obviously took way, way second fiddle to something as important as this for the family, for the school, and shows your values. And I say that as a compliment to you.
Oh, you mean for me not going to the Michigan game on Saturday? No, that was a no-brainer. I mean, we learned early in the week that you know, the funeral was going to be, and we had been waiting to find out when the funeral was going to be, and was announced at the banquet, and you know, we didn't give it a second thought. I mean, that's a much larger priority. There's football games every week, and
well, you know, I think you're right. It still is a good example and a good lesson that you know, we can take from there. So, Tom, I really appreciate your coming on here, old buddy. In fact, John and I are kind of chuckling. It's kind of fun interviewing you. I'm usually used to you interviewing me.
Well, reversal, yeah. But we'll have you on Saturday on the Jack and Tom Show. Jack's out in Maui, but he'll be in State College. But I'll be in studio with Dave Benton and Scott Eckersley steering the ship, as he's doing right now. And looking forward to it, and looking forward to having you on.
Listen, I'll talk to you later, my friend. Have a good day, okay?
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Very good. So we're now ready to go to our next segment, and we're actually going to give a few personal statements, too, about grieving and experiences that actually John has had most specifically.
Yeah, definitely. That's some good stuff. I also was with Coach Faraca when I was in high school, and there was a similar situation, so it's kind of a connection on both ends there. He was at Catholic Central when I was there.